Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello, and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Basie, Rodgers, Hart and Hammerstein, Sondheim, and so much more. Today's show is honestly really smoking, more about swing than anything, while last week's episode was a lot more about ballads and slower music. Today we have Ellington and Basie, a few nice vocal performances from three women I love. First up, one of the most talented bebop post-swing players, Charles Mingus, with
we'll
mother scratcher that was E-flat and Oz-flat 2 from Charles Mingus, the literally the one and only. Just as a side note, that was Pepper Adams on baritone. As much as that's a bass-oriented jam, that song is nothing without the horns. It's Pepper Adams on the baritone saxophone in particular. The next is a real treat, and there's a story to it. There's a story to a lot of this music. That's what I think has always, despite my age and despite really having missed this era as a, witnessing it live and in person, I think the fact that there are such stories around this era is probably what appeals to me and has always appealed to me about this era. This next song is, I don't know how else to say it, Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue, from the Ellington at Newport 56 concert. Was a legendary performance, and it was the sort of thing that people in the jazz world, and even back then, pop music was still, jazz was still popular enough that it had its a wide enough audience that the rumors of this performance spread like wildfire. Paul Gonzalez's tremendous playing, the solo that he plays in this particular tune is just so powerful. And they went into a studio either in Boston or in New York and re-recorded it and put canned audio with it, because they only had CBS only had a mono recording of the thing. And right around the 100th anniversary of Duke Ellington's birth, so around 2000, I think it was 1998 or 99, they discovered this other performance that had been recorded by Voice of America. And the folks at Voice of America and Sony got together. The VOA gave the tapes to Sony and said, do with these what you will. And what they did with them was they matched them so that they could produce a stereo recording, one mono recording with another mono recording. And they panned one left and one hard right, and then they obviously they had to make sure that everything was in lockstep for the near 2 hours of the concert. And the performance that you hear now and you're about to hear is one of a kind. You'll never hear another sort of big band performance like that. Probably best just to let Duke Ellington introduce the song himself.
Jimmy Grissom. Thank you, Jimmy Grissom. And now we would like to play some of our 1938 vintage, Diminuendo in Blue and Crescendo in Blue. These are separated by an interval by Paul Gonzalez. Thank you. Ed Anderson. Paul Gonzalez. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're wonderful. And now?
You can hear the excitement of the crowd. You can hear the excitement. In fact, on the track, it's called Announcements. They've broken that track into three. Sort of the announcement at the head of the song, and then sort of a post-song announcement, and then the song in the middle. And it says, Announcements, comma, Pandemonium. And that's what it sounds like it was. That's why that was such a legendary concert. And it's amazing that they were able to reassemble. It's amazing that Voice of America concert came to light. Had it not, we wouldn't have had that amazing performance of that tremendous song. Next up, we've got another legend, and I'm going to play two songs back-to-back, again from Newport. Lester Leepsen and Evening from Count Basie live at Newport the following year, 1957. And Evening has Little Jimmy rushing, and sarcasm was never thrown around better in that situation. He was far from a little. His nickname was Mr. 5x5. Count Basie, Lester Leepsen, and Evening.
That was a new version of Lester Leepsen. They're going to do a tune which they recorded 21 years ago together called Evening.
Evening. night you come and you find me, must you always remind me that my gal is gone? Hurry, evening, can't you see I'm deep in your power? Every minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows fall on the wall. That's the time we meet your kisses most of all. Even though it's time, how can I go on? Take me even then. Let me sleep the great dawn and bring it. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone.
Count Basie and not so little Jimmy Rushing, live at Newport, 57. Standard of standards. There's no you set the bar when you play Basie, or when you play Ellington, especially back to back. What a treat to be able to do that. Next up, I wanted to play a female vocalist who's a favorite of mine. I don't own everything she's ever done, but man, do I own a lot of it. And it's Helen Merrill. Helen Merrill is a performer, although I can't remember the last time I heard anything about her playing around. She's a real... she was a force in her own way, did a lot of producing towards the mid point of her career in the 80s and late 70s. But in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, she was mostly known as a vocalist. And her first record is a favorite of mine. And you can't get any better than People Will Say We're in Love. Helen.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't people will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love, so in love. People will say we're in love.
Helen Merrill, People Will Say We're In Love. Next up, I want to bring you a song. Charlie Parker is without compare. Dizzy Gillespie was without compare. We lost Charlie Bird way too young. And Dizzy continued for a long, long time playing. But if it weren't for this song, Salt Peanuts, so much of what we know of the world of bop would not be. Salt Peanuts, Charlie Parker.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
Salt Peanuts, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker. I think I have about 7 or 8 different versions of that song. The Dial Masters, a live version from Carnegie Hall, I think. And I think I have a version from Massey Hall in Toronto, I think. Just you can't beat that on a Sunday morning, that's for sure. Up next, Billy.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? If you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, oh, won't you tell me? Tell me, won't you tell me how? He's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile. Then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
Sarah Vaughan and Clifford Brown. They did one record together, and I know I played Clifford Brown last week on my Portrait of Jenny show, and the two of them together is a real special combination. We are closing this week's show. Hope you've really enjoyed this. It's been a blast again to bring this second episode to you. We're going to close today's show with this song ushered in the big band era. No two ways about it. There's no denying it. You can't debate it. It's just the way it is. Prior to this concert, Benny Goodman Live at Carnegie Hall, swing music, for the most part, or jazz music, was really sort of a segmented thing, and basically we had Benny Goodman as a white guy playing quote-unquote black music at Carnegie Hall, of all places, with an awful lot of black players. There were just a lot of reasons why this concert was just so important, and this performance of Sing 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 with the swing was a barrier breaker. Again, similar to Diminuendo in Crescendo and Blue, this song tore the roof off the dump in the first place. And secondly, it opened the doors to the idea and the possibilities of this sort of a thing. So let's get right into it. Benny Goodman, Sing 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 with a Swing, live at Carnegie Hall, 1939.
Thank you.
I remember playing that song for my grandparents at their 50th wedding anniversary about 20 years ago, and they would have been in their young 20s when that song and when big band was really breaking and swing was really taking off, and their faces lit up when I played that song for them. Not so much because they understood and remembered the societal impact or any of that. It was more that they just remembered. There are such strong memories associated with this music in particular. I personally believe that this music that I bring to you every week is the single greatest achievement in American creativity. There are a few other exceptions, possibly, that could be argued. But to me, jazz, swing, big band, this genre is so unique and very, very American and should be cherished as such. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this second edition of New York Standard. You can find us on Twitter at NY Standard. And obviously you found the podcast, so continue to download, listen. Feel free to tweet at me. I'm happy to. I'm pretty much an open book. So until next time, I'm Andre Archambault, your host of New York Standard.